They are doing a lot of soul searching, including Chris Davies, the footy boss, who was really good enough to front up to the media yesterday. He was strong in his thoughts. Firstly, on the list and their confirmed interest in Sydney player Jordan Dawson.
Oh, he's certainly a player that we've got extreme interest in. As both Adelaide and us say often, any South Australian player that's looking to come home, we have a responsibility to do, our due diligence on. But I think he's the type of player who's obviously had a fantastic year. We had some real interest in him in his draft year. He would certainly complement an area of the ground that we think we need to continue to work on. From my perspective, we'll, when the time comes, put our best foot forward. And if he wants to come to our club, then fantastic.
So what we know about Jordan Dawson is he's going to land at either Port Adelaide or the Crows. A decision expected pretty soon as well. And so for Port supporters or Crow supporters, if you haven't seen Jordan Dawson play, Google some Jordan Dawson highlights. Very much he can play. He could play down back. He could play up forward. Came third in the Swans' best and fairest. And as we know, Sydney had a very good year. So he's going to be absolutely hot property. And wherever he goes, he's going to be a very good player.
Well, Adelaide need him more. He's not exactly the perfect player to suit a need for Port Adelaide, but he's class. But I'm interested in the Crows fans on this one because he's Brody Smith basically with a left foot. I mean that's how I sort of see him. But I'd love to see him play more up the ground. So in the second half of the year, he played more wing, but also more centre forward. He kicked three goals late in one of the Swans games at Etihad Stadium later in the year, and his delivery inside 50 is as good as any in the competition. That is what Adelaide needs. So I'm going, if I'm a Crows fan, I'm going super hard for this guy. 24 years of age, perfectly suited, comes in with experience and plays a role and fills a role that they absolutely need. So I think the Crows need him much more than Port Adelaide, but you'd be silly if you're Port Adelaide and you don't go after him, which they will do. Does it come down to him joining a group that he's more experienced and clearly ready to play finals or ready to push into that grand final situation? Or is he prepared to sit back for 2, 3, 4 years at Adelaide and play significant footy and be a leader of that group before they are ready to jump the next hurdle? It sounds as though he's Port Adelaide bound, but if I'm the Crows, I'm going all out for him because he's absolutely what they need. And for Port Adelaide, he doesn't fill that inside midfield role that they are so desperate to solve, particularly after they were exposed in that area against the Western Bulldogs. Now, I did see Tom Brown from Channel Hazy's report yesterday that Jeremy Finlayson had done a medical at Port Adelaide. I was why would they want Jeremy Finlayson? Anyway, let's have a listen to Chris Davies on that.
We're interested in players who want to come to South Australia. I mean, the challenge with all of those things is to know in the market who has an interest in coming here. Over time, we've been really good at targeting different players to say, look, we think whoever it might be able to help us. If someone like Jeremy Finlayson wanted to come to South Australia, then of course we'd have some level of interest. But as I understand it, he's contracted with GWS. So, until those things play out, we won't be speculating too much.
Is this the theme of this upcoming trade period? I mean, the situation with Jeremy Finlayson is that his partner has family in Port Lincoln. They've just welcomed a little daughter into the world. And obviously between South Australia, Sydney and all these places, there's just been no chance for contact, no chance for interstate travel, those types of things. We saw it with Lachie Neale. He was flirting with the idea of going back to Perth for more support for his kids. Very much, and understandably, there's going to be some big family decisions made by football players because of COVID.
And some clubs can swoop on that. But on Finlayson, he's really the last player that they need. Port Adelaide don't need another inconsistent forward who goes missing in big games. I mean, that sounds harsh, but you got Marshall, you got Georgiades, you got Dixon. Unless you're looking to play Jeremy Finlayson, who's a good size in the back line, which he has done sporadically throughout his career, I'm not sure why there is any level of interest. Now, maybe it's, tick the box and, with these things you can, appear to be interested and you're actually not that interested and you sort of suit the management and you pretend to go down that road to take care of other areas of business. For example, say if that manager manages some other players that you're looking to get involved with. So there are politics at play here. I can't see why Port Adelaide would want Jeremy Finlayson. I honestly can't. Unless, every sort of year you hear some murmurs about Charlie Dixon perhaps wanting to go back to Gold Coast. I have heard that through this trade period, and some Port fans have probably heard it as well, that he's looking to go back. Now, it seems to come up every year. He's contracted. I don't know the level of accuracy to those reports. That would be the only reason that you would go after Jeremy Finlayson if you were looking to replace Charlie Dixon. So maybe they have that information. But they don't need a forward who's not physical and who goes missing in big games and who hasn't been able to hold down a spot in GWS's forward line, who lost Jeremy Cameron. So it doesn't make any sense to me. I absolutely wouldn't support them going down that road. I don't think they need Finlayson at all. Mm.
Interesting. Get involved this morning, 0427 154 166. The other one is Tom Cleary. Played 11 matches this year and was playing really well until he broke his jaw against the Bulldogs around about mid-season. Chris Davies cleared that up. He has 2 years left on his contract.
I can't shed any light on whether he's a person that other clubs would look at, other than to say Tom finished the season out of our team. He's a good player, and I can understand if teams were. But Tom didn't express a want to leave this club, and I think in fairness, we have this year played three taller defenders, obviously with the addition of Alir. It doesn't take too much for one of those players to not be around, and we need someone, whoever it is, to be able to come in and play at a level. And we've been fortunate this year that we've had four really good tallish defenders who have been able to show that they're quality AFL players.
So they're pretty confident that Cleary is going to stick around. If he did want to move or look elsewhere, completely understandable. He'd been forced out of that back line after playing over 100 games. He's probably in the prime of his career. You watch him play in the Sandful. He's just far too good for the Sandful. It's ridiculous. Did a very good job on Liam McBean a couple of weeks ago. So if he did want to explore his options, you could see him going down that route. But if they do keep him, then that's just outstanding depth.
It is good depth. I wonder where he plays and where he fits in. So if you're going to get another halfback in Jordan Dawson, unfortunately for Tom, he's of that size where he's the in-between size, isn't he? And he probably doesn't have the speed and agility to be able to really cope with those dangerous smalls that he will come up against. And he's probably not big enough to play and hold down those tools. As much as he does fight out of his weight division, and he has done some reasonable jobs on those big power forwards in the past, so he's got physical limitations in his game that are only going to be capable of taking him so far. So, you know, if I was Port Adelaide, and as much as they're, you know, denying trade speculation about that, I would be open to having a look at moving on Tom Cleary if there was something that came across the desk that was satisfactory and you could get a second round draft pick or some decent compensation for a player like Tom, who may not be in your best 22, as brutal as that is at the moment.